Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The Bard is back. Oliver Thompson will make his Broadway debut next week in Anne Juliet, reprising the role of William Shakespeare, which he originated in London's West End. Shakespeare is currently being played by Austin Scott, who will be taking an extended leave of absence from the production. Thompson will be in the cast from May 10th through June 16th. Scott will return on June 18th. Thompson, who is British, has also appeared in West End productions of Rock of Ages, Kinky Boots, Wicked, and We Will Rock You, among others. Anne Juliet runs at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. In off-Broadway news, Little Shop of Horrors is welcoming two new, exciting faces to Skid Row later this month. Andrew Barth Feldman and Sarah Hyland will lead the production as Seymour and Audrey, beginning May 28th. Feldman made his Broadway debut at just 16 years old in Dear Evan Hansen. He has since appeared in various TV and film projects, including playing opposite Jennifer Lawrence in No Hard Feelings. Hyland also made her Broadway debut at age 16 in Grey Gardens. She is best known for creating the role of Haley Dunphy on the long-running ABC sitcom Modern Family. Seymour and Audrey are currently being played by Corbin Blue and Jinx Monsoon through May 26th. Catch Little Shop of Horrors, now in its fifth year, at the West Side Theater. And finally today, the original Broadway cast recording of Gutenberg the Musical released today on digital and streaming platforms. The Tuner, now nominated for this year's Tony for Best Revival of a Musical, ended its Broadway run in late January at the James Earl Jones Theater. It starred Andrew Rannells and Josh Gad as a pair of bumbling songwriters presenting their latest work, a musical about printing press inventor Johann Gutenberg at a backer's audition. Gutenberg features an original score by Scott Brown and Anthony King. Inside the District has a first listen of Rannells and Gad performing the show's first act finale, Tomorrow is Tonight.
Scene 8, rooftops of Schlimmer. Gutenberg stands straddling a chimney. Smoke billows up and around his face.
When I got out of bed today, history was a lot more boring than I thought in a different way. Now the bird of inspiration soaring. Look at these hands. They're attached to a normal man. A normal man who probably changed your world. Tomorrow is tonight. It's a history and future fight. Tomorrow is tonight. Monk stands on an adjacent chimney surrounded by fire and bats.
You can listen to the full album wherever you stream music. A physical copy will be released on May 17th. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. I'm Jordan Levinson. The next episode will be coming your way on Monday, May 13th. Have a great week, and lights out.